So to understand the origins of the civil rights movement of lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender people and their movement in the United States, you have to look back to the post-World War II era. The war disrupted social life to the extent that gay men and lesbian women were moved from their traditional communities. Often they moved to cities where there was the possibility to come out of the closet, meet others like themselves, and establish erotic networks away from familial oversight. After the war, mainstream society attempted to re-establish the traditional nuclear family. In doing so, the image of the sexual pervert as a social menace became entrenched in popular culture. The Red Scare began as a lavender scare of gay men and lesbians in government departments who were feared to be susceptible to blackmail from Soviet Russia. Many were unjustly fired from their jobs. Historian John D'Amelio notes that in this period, the exclusion of gay women and men from government employment was written into law. The military intensified its purges, the FBI initiated widespread surveillance, and urban police forces harassed the sexually different in bars, on the streets, and sometimes in their homes.